Independence, women are often behind their male counterparts because they spend more time having babies and raising children and less time in the workforce. And without a steady income coming in, it's hard to get ahead and build a financial nest egg. Well, what's your experience? Do you have much money in the bank in case of emergency? And what about things like superannuation? Are you in a position to plan for your retirement? Well, joining me in the studio is Suzanne Haddon, Managing Director of BF Financial Services. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this special day.
It is a special day, isn't it? So when it comes to financial literacy, do women know as much as men?
Well, the first thing I want to point out is it's not an intelligence test. It's more about an interest in the topic and the opportunity to gain knowledge. Women, unfortunately, do have typically lower numeracy skills and also are less confident in dealing with their superannuation and investing matters. But be clear, women are not stupid in investing, they're just more humble, because research has shown that the outcomes for their investments, superannuation and other assets, are roughly the same as men. So it's more men think they know more and women accept they might need advice and assistance.
All right. So it's a little bit like what we talk about in terms of leadership, that often men take up that space because they put themselves forward a lot more. And I really enjoy this concept of you talking about being financially humble.
Women are financially humble in the sense of they, in financial matters, generally put other people first. And that can be quite a big issue for them because they worry about building financial security and raising their children in the earlier years and don't worry so much about later in life. You've heard the saying in a plane, fit your own mask, then assist others.
Yes.
Well, women in this space put masks on everybody else for oxygen and almost suffocate themselves.
Well, that's what really interests me in terms of myself and women involved. We often like buy somebody lunch and, you know, we'll go take somebody to coffee and we'll say, oh, I'll get that for you, or I'll put, you know, add to the tip. I mean, this happens on a daily basis. What kind of outcome long term does this type of behaviour have for women?
Well, that's an important point because you've already pointed out that as far as our working life, we tend to have time out of the workforce. So over our life, we live longer, which yes. is a great outcome, but we make less money. And women tend to forget some important elements because I know it's boring, but it's really important that you do a budget. And a budget will tell you what's coming in and where it's going out. So to your point of generosity with others, maybe you need to take your lunch to work and not duck out for a cappuccino and don't shout someone else one. So even in that basic sense, as a starting block for women, is doing their budget. And they can often be intimidated by investing. And it's very important with your wealth, however little or great that is, that you take an appropriate level of risk. Because sometimes people don't realise if you invest conservatively versus in a growth strategy with shares and properties, you can decrease your wealth by 30% over the long term. So,
wow.
Yeah, we find it a very exciting topic and we want to see women get engaged more in the area.
Yes, well, that's quite significant, especially in retirement time, mm-hmm. 30%.
Well, unfortunate news for you is in retirement time, as far as, and remember, we're talking around the world. We call it superannuation, but let's call it wealth, okay. Wealth to support you in retirement. In Australia, as an example, at retirement, women have 40% less in their retirement wealth.
Really?
And what outcome does that give? Well, first of all, either mean you're going to work longer, or you could be in a very modest or poor poverty-style lifestyle, because you need to address the issue while you're younger. Once you're 65, 70, the jobs are harder to get. And although we're seeing female participation in the workforce increase, Australia with all-time high at 60%, we still do the part-time jobs.
Yes.
And we still do the lower paid jobs.
And also the helping everybody.
Well, think about the sandwich generation. Women of a certain age often are still caring for children and often called upon to care for
grandchildren
and parents.
Yes.
So they get under quite a pressure for their time over that period.
Yes, indeed. So what is one of the biggest financial challenges facing women?
The points we've already discussed. Living longer, earning less. When you don't have economic power, it puts you in a vulnerable position. And that is the biggest challenge facing women, how to participate more in the workforce and how to close that gender gap. Because here in Australia, the gender pay gap is still over 15% in this day and age. I'm not sure of the experiences around some of our other listeners' countries, but it appears to be a problem in most countries.
Wow. Shocking statistics still.
I'm afraid that that's the case. And I always try to think about, you know, what else can women do to be empowered in this space? And one of the comments I always say is, a man is not a financial plan. You've got to get into this space, own your own financials. Don't delegate. And what I mean by that is, if you're a single woman, don't delegate to, say, other men in your life, fathers, brothers, to guide you through your financial decisions. If you're in a couple, get to appointments with the accountant and financial advisor so you know where the family's assets are, where the money's going. If you don't have those appointments, you should be sitting with your partner and participating in bill paying to understand where it's going. But the other big issue we have is divorce.
Yes. So it's an interruption to family life.
It's a big... I'm not suggesting men don't suffer as well, but what the statistics are telling us is women, say in a property settlement, they will tend to trade off taking a share of the super to protect themselves for later financial troubles and accept other payouts or assets now because they often take care of the children. So they're more conscious about, I need a roof over my head. I need to make sure I don't have to have credit cards.
Day-to-day expenses.
So divorce is a huge issue for women. And we're also seeing as a trend older women homelessness.
Yes.
So we want to see women get empowered. The other point I would make is you need to know the rules and opportunities around the financial sector in your country. So know how to invest and minimise your tax. Again, fascinating topics for us, not so much for some others. But also understand the social security system in your country very clearly for what you're entitled to.
So entitlements are very, very important. So yeah. We're speaking with Suzanne Haddon here on Pacific Mornings, if you've just joined us, and she's the Managing Director of BFG Financial Services. So, Suzanne, what are the two things the average woman can do to improve their financial position, have some of this economic power that you're speaking about, and especially if they're working, say, part-time?
So I still think that comment I made about understanding the rules of your country and what you're entitled to, whether it be for childcare, education of children, other social security support, know it. Because particularly for low-income earners, that's important. Also, treat wealth coming into the family, whether you earned it or your partner earned it, as our wealth. So, for example, if your partner is working and you've opted out of the workforce to raise your children, they're getting superannuation. You're not. But particularly in Australia, you're able to spouse super split. So you can actually take part of their superannuation and put it in your account.
Right.
So don't let them have accounts just in their own name. So if your superannuation isn't the framework in your country, you make sure your name is on every account and you know what's coming in. I'd actually like to see women become the finance managers, whether it be for them as a single or them as part of the family. I understand why it's a struggle because they're so busy with so many other elements in their life. But financial independence gives you choice in your life, whatever that means, choice for how you raise your children, choice for when you retire, choice if you stay in a relationship, choice if you enter a relationship.
And it's the choices that make the empowerment.
Exactly. Choice gives you empowerment in your life, and that's really important.
Indeed. So, Suzanne, is it better to put spare money into savings or superannuation?
Okay, so that's a really good question, because the first point is that recognise little amounts put aside regularly.
So not the extra coffee for your friend, not the extra lunch for your friend, even yourself.
Really. Exactly, for yourself, yes. Take your lunch from home. When a goal seems too big, people often don't start the journey. So break it down and say, well, what if I can save $50 a week instead of $5,000 for a year? It just might make the goal easier. Now, whether you should put it in savings or super depends on if you might need it in emergency. Superannuation is great because once it's in there, you can't get it back out.
So it's untouchable once it's gone.
So if you decide, you know, you want to zip over from Fiji to Vanuatu, well, you can, but not if it's in superannuation. So for me, so long as I see you're financially secure, I tend to like you to tie up the money with a long-term approach. But recognise the difference between saving and investing. You know, saving is for short-term, investing is where the real money's made.
Right, good tips. So lastly, Suzanne, because it is International Women's Day, who is the most inspiring woman in your life?
Well, to sound trite, it is my mother. You know, she's always encouraged us. Dad was a great, he's passed away, but he was a great influence. But mums always encourage us to achieve, and the sky's the limit, and been a wonderful role model. And I think mothers have such a great role to play with their daughters as well as their sons.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your wisdom and your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Speak to you again soon. That was Suzanne Hayden, the Managing Director of BFG Financial Services. This